Okay, so I have not done any recordings in a long time that I've posted publicly, but I decided to be brave and just do this recording because I cannot believe this. First, let me give you an update on a couple of things. Because I haven't, like I said, I haven't posted publicly in a long time, but I've been writing a manuscript and it's called What's the Matter? The Psychology of Feeling. And basically, I've been writing it for a year. And a lot of it is based on my 2000 audio recordings that I have been recording since my May 12, 2015 surgery. Since 2015, it's now 2022. So I have over 2,000, probably more than 2,000 audio recordings because I was documenting every day what was happening to my body as a result of an illegal, unconstitutional surgery where I was lied to and told that I needed a hysterectomy when I really didn't. And the hysterectomy was used as cover to put biotech in my body. Without my consent. And I've been in a lot of pain. I've gone through a lot, and no one seems to want to tell the truth about what was snuck in my body. Like the science and the tech is worth more than me. It seems to be worth more than our constitution and our laws, as far as I'm concerned, because someone is hurting me constantly, and I'm always trying to do the right thing while everyone is doing the wrong thing. And I've learned how to, I've designed, actually, I designed a theory of how to deal with the pain that is being inflicted on me daily by this technology. And it's in my manuscript. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the fact that the peripheral stole words from my manuscript that I haven't published. And I can say specifically what words they stole. I said in my manuscript that I said in my manuscript that depending upon the upbringing or the nature versus nurture and the cultural differences of an individual, depending upon the demographics, the nature versus nurture, and their culture, they will respond to this biotechnology differently. And they didn't use the science to say what they said. They just said that depending upon how they were raised or where they grew up at, they will respond to they called them haptics. So the soldiers, they had those haptics in their arms. They used a dog. The irony of that, because I talk about a even though it's not exactly the same, I talk about I use a science project that was done on a dog where he was shocked repeatedly. It was a University of Penn science project, or I should say, I don't even want to say science project. It was a study. And in the study, they used a dog and they repeatedly shocked the dog. But again, the way that it was used in peripheral, they put a dog in the midst of a war and they wanted to see how the soldiers would respond with the haptics, because they kind of trained them to be killers. And then they said in peripheral that their response was different because of they didn't use my words. They didn't use the words nature versus nurture. They didn't use the cognitive development. They didn't use the culture. I think they actually did say culture. But they used those words were from my manuscript. And the whole thing is, I'm not lying. I didn't steal it from them. You know why? Because I'm the one with the biotech in my body. I'm the one that's radioactive. I'm the one that's had this implant in my body since 2015. I'm the one with the biotechnology in my body who has been doing recordings since 2015 and has been working on a manuscript for a year. They're actors. They didn't have my surgery, and they don't have the biotechnology in their body, and they didn't have it in their body since 2015. So they stole my words out of my manuscript. And it's not just them. Even the first season of The Witcher, when they talk about chaos, that's from my manuscript. Those words are from, I talked about a lot of those things in my PhD program at Walden University. I wrote papers. I had to, first of all, when I was in my PhD program at Walden University, one where I made honor society. Like, I made honor society in my program at Walden University. And I was in that program for a year. And I talked a lot about the psychology of feeling, how psychologically I'm impacted by the physical and the emotional and the intellectual things that happen to me as a result of having to walk around with biotech in my body that physically hurts me, how I interact socially in society, how I interact physically, and how I respond emotionally based on the things that physically happen to me. So my writing is much better than what I'm actually saying out my mouth. Like, I'm rushing my words right now because I can't believe they stole my words from my manuscript. Like, I was giving them the 50-50 when I saw the episode. I just saw episode 5 yesterday. And I instantly, when she said it, what's her name? Tiana Miller. When she said those words out of her mouth, I said, you took that from my manuscript. You took that from my manuscript. And you can never say that I took anything from y'all, because I'm the one with the biotech. Y'all are actors. So I definitely wouldn't have stole that from Peripheral, and I'm walking around getting electrocuted, and I'm walking around radioactive, and I'm walking around in pain. Matter of fact, all day yesterday, what's today's date? I think it's the 17th. So yesterday, Wednesday, November 16th, 2022, I literally walked around limping because my right knee was being twisted. I did audio recordings that I didn't publish publicly. I've done several since I've published publicly, but I have a whole lot of audio recordings in between my last published public recording and all my private ones. But I just recorded yesterday documenting things that happened to me when I went to Philadelphia this weekend. I went to Philadelphia to celebrate a family member's 70th birthday, and so much stuff happened to my body. And I ignored all of it for the sake and the safety of my family, and just wanting everyone to be comfortable, despite the fact that someone was trying to make me uncomfortable. They were trying to capitalize on a moment that was special to me by accessing this biotech that's in my body. And I have like a trillion recordings about what Allegheny Health Network and Dr. Frederick Reed Price and West Penn Hospital snuck in my body during a hysterectomy. One that they did to me without my consent. And I've been working very diligently and hard on my manuscript, and my manuscript is getting fucking hacked. And you and Peripheral, you owe me royalties for the words that you used in your manuscript on this last episode. That's from my manuscript. Thus, that's from my recordings. And I back it up with the science, because you didn't say what the nature versus nurture was. Because it's like nature, nurture, culture, demographics, and cognitive development All of those things will determine how a person will respond to any stimuli. So any stimuli, it don't even have to be haptics, but how a person might respond to the biotech that is in my body. That's what I was talking about. The biotech in my body. If you do this, if you sneak this biotech in a body of someone that lives in a third world country, a woman that's used to not having any rights, a woman that knows that if she speaks up, she will be ignored. A woman that knows that a man has authority. That's culture. That's nature versus nurture, how they were nurtured, you know, and then you have those that fight back. That's the nature. People who have the fight in them that will speak up, that will say something when they know an injustice is happening. That's nature. It could be nurture too. It could be the way they were raised, how their family taught them to, the values that they were raised by and knowing how to fight. But some people are natural when it comes to fighting and defending, and others are nurtured, meaning they were taught. But what if you grow up in a country where you're taught that you don't have no rights, that you're taught that you can't speak up? That's nurtured, right? So based on nature versus nurture, based on cognitive development, your level of intellect, you know, everything that you learned, all those things will determine how someone may respond to this biotech. That's why it's so fucking dangerous. That's why what Allegheny Health Network did to me is going to be a UN problem. Not just a US problem. It's going to be a UN problem, because I am very afraid for women, not just in America, but all over the world, as to how they did this to me without my consent. They snuck this shit in my body. Okay, just remember that. They told me I needed a hysterectomy and they snuck it in my body. And I have to deal with a whole lot of violation and assault to my body against my will and without my consent. And then I have to ignore it. And then when I file complaints, they care more about covering up what they've done to me than they do about me. They care more about the science and the tech inside my body than they do about me as a US citizen. So I'm saying, if this could happen to me in America, what do y'all think is going to happen to women in other countries that don't have the same rights that we have here in our country? Like I always say I have the Constitution and the people that did this to me have corruption. Why? Because what they did to me technically in our country is illegal. It was done without my consent. They violated my human and civil rights. The only reason and way they're getting away with it and justifying it is through by way of corruption. That's the only way, because it's illegal. By ignoring me and by pretending and gaslighting me to make me feel like, not make me feel like, literally not telling the truth about my CT scan, not telling the truth about the fact that they put this thing in my body. They're allowed to do that in our country. That's corruption. That's like saying, on this one instance, we're going to ignore the law. We're going to buck the Constitution. We're going to buck the system. And I'm getting hurt every day. And I'm an American citizen. But what happens if this happens in another country where women have no rights? And so man could just like remote control her body like a fucking voodoo doll. Do you understand what our country has done? We're supposed to be so-called leaders in human rights and civil rights. We've already set the tone to entrap and turn women's lives into hell in other countries. We're supposed to be the leader in human rights and civil rights. We're supposed to set the bar, but we're not. Y'all, we're just as corrupt. We telling all these other countries how they should treat their women, how they should not violate human and civil rights. And look what the fuck they've done here. Look what they've done to me. I really have this implant and someone is really hurting me. And now Peripheral, which I love your show, you fucking stole my words from my manuscript. You did. And if you say you Ben wrote that, my manuscript is based on my recordings and my PhD papers. So please, in my PhD program, I was in that in 2019. My recordings go all the way back to 2015. Everything that I've said is about how I cope and deal with the biotech that's in my body, not haptics. Okay. So I'm going to say this. I said I was going to give the writer 50-50 and say, you know, perhaps, you know, we were just thinking the same thing, because honestly, that what I said is fucking common sense. But to be able to think in that element, I think is what I'm saying. To be able to even associate it with biotech, because that's what those haptics are. Those military soldiers, they have biotech in their body. That element of thinking, that association, to be able to even articulate those words, I say you fucking stole it from my manuscript. I say you fucking stole it from my recordings, because I'm thinking in that element, because I have the biotech in my body. I am those soldiers, even though I'm not, I have never been in the Marines, oorah, but I've had to live my life like that with this tech in my body and someone physically hurting me at the speed of light, at the speed of light, at will, anywhere, right? I've received all kinds of sensations to my body, which could be looked at as communications, except someone's communicating pain to me. It's not being communicated as ASL or Morse code or whatever. They're communicating pain. They're trying to intimidate me with the tech, right? You know, like, this is, my manuscript has been hacked, and it's a detailed document of everything that I've endured, how I think, what I think, and also scientific theories, psychological theories, some old, some new, that supports everything that I've been through and learned and taught about this biotech that's in my body and has been here since 2015. And constantly my words are being taken and put in movies. My words were taken and put in the Phoenix. Like, I am Phoenix. That whole fucking X-Men movie was about me and about what this tech does to my body. And it was put in a movie and embellished into some type of sci-fi film. Even the words that were used when Charles said to her, you know, when she had a choice of how, of if she wanted to be a victor versus a villain, right? That's from my recordings when he told her, this is a pen, and all the different things that you can do with a pen. You can choose to do this, or you can choose to do that. I said in my recordings that this biotech is like a knife. You can use it to carve a beautiful statue, or you can use it to do something worse. You know, you choose what you want to do. You have to choose. You don't let the pain choose for you. You don't let the person trying to use your body like a ventriloquist choose your steps, because I'm human. I have my own mind. I have my own Stephen Covey. I have my own will. I know right from wrong. I'm a Christian. So regardless of someone trying to play God, trying to turn my body into their operate me like they're a fucking ventriloquist, or have some type of voodoo doll, of technical voodoo doll of my body, I control me. No one's going to control me, and the pain and the intimidation is not going to control me. And I said things like that at different times throughout my recordings. I probably worded it a lot. I did word it a lot differently in my manuscript. My manuscript is more thoughtful, and I back up a lot of what I say with science to support my thinking. And I learned that from when I was in my PhD program. It's like, it's okay to think forward, but you have to back it up with, how can I say, you have to support your ideas with research. So I did that. I support my ideas of how I cope and how I deal with the tech that's in my body. But I also have found historically through psychological theories that did not contemplate or even integrate the idea of having to psychologically interact with biotech, because that was not even thought of. Some of those rudimentary ideas still can be incorporated into what I'm currently dealing with now, walking around in society with biotech. So I kind of like connect the dots on that. I kind of take some of those old historical psychological theories and I bring them into the 21st century and show how they're still applicable, how they still apply, how they're still relevant, how even though those psychological theories, like I said, didn't contemplate, would never have even fathomed or imagined that what is happening now in the 21st century with biotech was even possible, that still their theories are relevant and it can help and has helped me cope with something that I never signed up for, that was kind of forced on me by way of, you know, they always do research projects on, I don't know why Black women are the first ones. They always like to do stuff to us without consent, you know, without our consent. And is, and then for some reason, the Constitution is never there to protect us. And why, how can I say us? I'm thinking Henrietta Lacks, you know, she's Black, she's a female. And they knowingly did a science project on her, science research on her for her HeLa cells. It was completely illegal and unconstitutional, but yet they were able to get away with it and cover it up. And so I feel like we, our government cherry picks who has to follow the law and who can break it. And that's like cracking glass. That really just makes it, it creates chaos, in my opinion, by cherry picking who has to follow the Constitution and who gets to break it. Like everything in Washington falls under the letter C, literally. So, and I've done that recording a long time ago, like multiple times. There's a lot of C's involved in that. So anywho, yeah, I'm going to end this recording here.